Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Let's go!
Now it's the Mercedes in the Morning pre-show. Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. This half hour just for you guys waking up early with us. We appreciate you being here on this Thursday, September 1st. It is the first of the month. Rabbit, rabbit, everybody. Welcome to September. We have no idea where the summer went, but here we are. I love September, though. It's one of my favorite months.
Yeah, this is a great time of year. September, October, November are three of my favorite months here in Las Vegas. This heat should hopefully die down pretty soon. And yeah, we get into a really nice time of the year.
Yeah, it's going to stick around until at least Sunday. I know that.
Right.
So excessive heat warning right now and all that good stuff. But you know, you knew that when you signed up for Las Vegas, right?
Heck yeah, look at that. Record today of 113. We should hit 109 right there on the news.
Well, we are actually going to be headed out of town. But where we're going, it's still going to be hot. We're going to Disneyland tonight or this afternoon. We're headed over there. We're going to broadcast live from Disneyland tomorrow morning for our show. I was looking at the weather there, just as hot. It's warm. And then you have that added humidity there to add into it.
Oh, I didn't even look yet. They have a heat wave going on out there right now?
Yeah. I mean, it's not 113
degrees
or anything like that. But when I looked this morning, let me see here, pulling it up. Right now in Anaheim, it is 73 degrees. So it's nice.
Yeah.
They also have an excessive heat warning. They are looking for a high today of 98. So for Anaheim, that's hot. And then you also have the heat, or not the heat, the humidity. And so it's definitely warm over there too. It's going to be 95 tomorrow over there. So, but I don't care. I'm excited. We're going to Disneyland and we've got more of your passes to go to Disneyland coming up this morning, 7 o'clock hour and 9 o'clock hour.
All of their Halloween stuff officially starts tomorrow. So we'll get kind of a sneak peek at some of the stuff and be out there tomorrow for it. And that's a blast when we broadcast live. They bring by great guests. The food that they bring by during the show is fantastic. And ride some of the rides. I'm looking forward to it. It should be a fun night and fun morning tomorrow as well.
Yeah. What time do you get in?
I get in. So my flight leaves at 1:30. So I think I get in just after 3 o'clock this afternoon.
We're 3:30. Like right behind you or right ahead of you. Steph and I are on the same flight. We're leaving like just before noon. So it's going to be like a mad rush to get out of here. My husband was like, I can come pick you up and we can go straight to the airport. And I was like, yeah, but I'm having all my stuff that I don't want to leave in the car or really leave here or take with me. So I'm going to have to run back home, drop off my stuff, get my other stuff, and then head over there.
Get your like trip stuff, leave the radio stuff.
Yeah.
We still have to bring radio stuff out there to broadcast. We're bringing an extra laptop. And it's going to be the broadcast. Actually, it's pretty easy itself. Everything's done self-contained, but you still need to bring your some of the radio stuff you might need tomorrow morning. So, yeah, it's a lot of packing. You're packing for like two things, the radio broadcast and also a trip to Disneyland.
And I don't want to check anything in, so
yeah.
I got to make it all fit into my carry-on. So, yeah, I'm going to have to run out of here right after the show and make sure we get there on time. But, yeah, looking forward to it. We already kind of have our itinerary planned out, like where do we want to go when we get there? What do we want to ride? Where are we going to go eat? Like we already kind of mapped it out for us for tonight. I'm so excited. excited.
I love the excitement of from Steph as well. We're all very excited about going to Disneyland, but this is the first time Steph will be going to Disneyland for a Disneyland broadcast. How are you feeling right now?
I honestly am so excited, but it's like getting to that point because we have all these things to do, like the checklist. I was telling James last night, I was like, I can't believe we're going to Disneyland. He goes, I can. He's already ready. No, but I'm super stoked. This is my first Disney broadcast. I really pushed for this because usually we have a board op that does the running from home. But now that we have this cool laptop set up where we're remote, I'm like, there's no need for a board op. So that means that I think I could go. And Mercedes like, yeah, you need to go. And Jason's like, yeah, you could go. We could do this all from Disneyland. And I think this is going to be the first time ever where we broadcast from Disneyland without anyone in studio.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I hope everything goes as planned. I think it should. I think we're all lined up.
Yeah, we did a couple test runs, and the radio station will be controlled through the laptop, and then Steph will still be able to take, the big thing was about being able to take phone calls. So that's where we said we'd be at Disneyland. Someone would be back here at the radio station to put those callers on the air because we want to talk to you guys. So there's a system. Steph is going to be like an old school like telephone operator with like a little tiny headset and like answering phones on the side. How does that work?
Yeah, so what we have now is our new phone system, and it's already in our remote laptops. And what I have is a little headset. I'll look like a little operator with my Disney ears and my head ears on. And I just pick up right from the laptop, like caller one, your caller two, your caller three. I can get the Disney winner from there. I can get our heads up winner on there. It's going to be really, really
cool. That's cool.
Very convenient and cool that we have that technology that we're able to do that now.
I know. It's come a long way. So yeah, we'll be out there live tomorrow morning, 24 hours from right now.
Yeah. So make sure you are listening and keep listening this morning. Like I said, we have those Disneyland tickets to give away. We've got a lot coming up this morning. It is Thursday. Let's go. Let's kick things off with the pre-show. You pick them. You guys pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear The Final Countdown by Europe?
It's the final countdown.
Amazed by Lone Star.
Every little thing that you do, I'm so in love with you. It just keeps getting better.
Or do you want to hear Bulletproof by LaRue?
This time, baby, I'll be bulletproof. This time, baby, I'll be bulletproof.
Those are your choices. Get your votes in now. It's easy. Just tweet us at Mercedes in the AM. Vote on our Facebook page or text or call us at 702-364-9400. We're going to count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
True, yeah.
It's time for the Daily Dirt on Mix 94.1.
A freak accident during the 21 Pilots show in Cleveland on Tuesday night caused Tyler Joseph to wipe out, twist his ankle, and slice open his knee. So in a video posted on Twitter after the show, drummer Josh Dunn admitted that it was his fault. He dropped the drumstick, but he figured it would be fine where it was. Two songs later, Tyler slips on it. So with Tyler on the couch behind him, icing his knee, Josh says, I really hurt my best friend tonight. I feel terrible, so I'm going to buy you dinner.
Okay. Just dinner?
I'm in pain over here.
I mean, cover my hospital bills, maybe?
Got a twisted ankle.
Yeah.
My knee's bleeding.
I saw that. That's really sucks. I mean, it was an accident, but still, that sucks.
With having kids, the worst toy to step on, was it Legos? Was there something else? You remember like walking through the family room at night and not seeing one of your daughter's toys out and just smacking into that thing?
Yeah, I mean, nothing specific, just toys in general. When you think you got them all picked up and you're walking around safely, not even looking down, and you find that you missed one, and then boom, you step on it. It's always, especially if it makes noise and you step on it, it's like, wee, wee. It's like, oh man.
What is that thing? It's like a dog toy. Remember when an internet campaign convinced the executives at Saturday Night Live to let Betty White host? Well, a similar thing might happen to Carol Burnett. So SNL asked fans on Twitter, who they would like to see host, and Carol, she got an avalanche of support. It actually got her name trending to the point where a lot of people thought she had died because her name was trending. If Carol Burnett does the show, she'll be the oldest person ever to host SNL. She's 89 years old. Betty White was 88 when she hosted. Carol did appear briefly on a skit once back in 1985, but she has never hosted before.
Oh, she should. Oh my gosh, a comedy legend. Why has she not hosted?
Yeah, you think someone like that all these years, why she hasn't been in that spot? Now, what do you think of these other names they had on the list of potential hosts that you could vote for? The entire cast of Only Murders in the Building. So that's what, Steve Martin, Martin Short, and
Selena Gomez.
That'd be solid.
Yeah.
Dolly Parton.
She'd be great.
Taylor Swift.
Awesome.
Harrison Ford.
I mean, I don't know. He seems kind of dry to me, but maybe he'd be good. Maybe he'd surprise us.
Keke Palmer.
Oh, she's hilarious. I love her.
So those were other names they had on there as potential, like, who do you want to see host SNL in the upcoming season? Las Vegas Aces. The ladies won last night. The final score was 78-73. They beat Seattle Storm. That was game two of the playoffs. So the series is now tied one apiece. And game three is Sunday. That's up in Seattle at 12 o'clock.
That was a close game, too, because at one point, I think there was like 18 seconds left, and they were down. They were only up by two, and I was like, oh, please.
Oh, no.
Oh, please. And then, yeah, then they scored some points. So, yeah, I'm so excited that they won last night.
Before we get into this last story regarding college, brief overview. How was Sophie's first day of school? She called right before she started her classes. How was the first day?
It was excellent. She and I talked last night for a while. She was telling me about her classes, and she's doing great. She really is. I'm so excited for her.
You could hear the excitement in her voice yesterday when she was on the show. She sounded really, really happy out there.
Yeah, it takes away a lot of the pain of missing her. Mm. It's like, how can you be sad when you hear how great she's doing? So, yeah, it's a really good thing.
It makes me happy to hear that. Well, check this out. Olivia Rodrigo, she was in class at USC on Wednesday. There's a photo making the rounds online. TMZ has this whole story showing Olivia seated in class at USC's Thornton School of Music. They're not sure if she's enrolled at USC or she's just dropping in on a class or two. So she does have a documented relationship with USC and the School of Music. Alumni from the school's music programs were featured in a live performance of her song, Favorite Crime. The marching band performs her songs, Good For You at Game. So there's a connection. But imagine walking into class and looking to your right and going, well, that's Olivia Rodrigo.
That's really cool. I actually felt bad for her when I saw that picture. Like, let her learn. Leave her alone. Quit taking pictures of her. My gosh.
She's just there to study like everyone else. She'll be your average teen. We'll have more dirt in the 7 o'clock hour, actually right around 7:15. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning, show number
1687.
And now, here's your hosts, Mercedes and JC.
Good morning and welcome to the show. Welcome to September, Rabbit Rabbit. It is September 1st, 6 o'clock. There's a lot going on this month. I have a list of a few things to look forward to here in September.
Oh, hit us with it.
Okay, so first of all, in sports, the NFL season starts a week from today.
Dang.
Yeah. There's a lot of college football, too, and tennis fans are going to have the U.S. Open through September 12th. When it comes to movies, the live-action Pinocchio remakes is hitting Disney Plus next Thursday. And then later this month, we have John Hamm's Fletch reboot called Confess Fletch. Don't Worry, Darling with Harry Styles is coming out. The Greatest Beer Run Ever with a bunch of big names in it is coming out. And Hocus Pocus 2 on September 30th. So some cool movies. On TV, Prime's new Lord of the Rings series lands tonight at midnight. And Disney's fourth live-action Star Wars series, Andor, that premieres on the 21st. And then it also seems like every big TV show returns this month. You got Rick and Morty, Cobra Kai, Handmaid's Tale, Atlanta, 9-1-1, Dancing with the Stars, NCIS, The Masked Singer, Chicago. Like, I got so many here.
It's go time.
Yeah. And then finally, the holidays. Monday's Labor Day. You got Beer Lovers Day on the 7th, Talk Like a Pirate Day on the 19th,
pepperoni pizza day on the 20th. There's a lot of little fun holidays. So there you go. That's what you have to look forward to this month.
I keep forgetting this weekend is Labor Day. We get that 3-day weekend. Hopefully you get it as well going into it. It's nice.
No, I totally forgot about that. It's just, I mentioned yesterday, I've been traveling a lot. Like every single week, I've gone somewhere on a plane. And so we're going on a plane today. We're going to Disneyland. We're going to be broadcasting live tomorrow morning, our show. And we've got more of your Disneyland tickets this morning, so make sure you keep listening. But yeah, last night I was kind of throwing my suitcase together, trying to get things ready because we gotta leave right after the show today. And I was like, you know what? We're coming back tomorrow, and it's a quick, you know, less than 24-hour thing. But I'm looking forward to this weekend because I do have plans on Saturday. But other than that, I'm just going to chill. I'm ready to be at home for a weekend.
That's so nice.
Yeah.
That is, especially with a couple fun things to look forward to. But at the same time, just enjoy your house, enjoy the family, and just enjoy sleeping in. There's something about waking up on a weekend or any day of the week and not really having any plans and work stuff to do. You can just go at your own pace. That is a great feeling.
I want to go swimming. We have a pool. Mm-hmm. I haven't been swimming in my pool in probably 2.5 years. So I was telling my husband last night, I'm like, I'm going to go swim this weekend. He's like, where? And I was like, here at our home. And he's like, oh, really? He's like, you never swim. I'm like, I know. I'm going to go swim. And he's like, wow, this is quite the occasion.
This
I'm like,
big.
I know. I don't know why I'm doing it, but I want to do it.
With the extra heat, it's perfect. You're kind of like Laura with our pool. I'm in the pool every weekend. Some kind of dip or something. I'm in the pool at least once a week. I'll get in there and enjoy it. And it's not like I'm doing laps. So just get in, cool off, hang out there for a little bit. But pre-pandemic was the last time you were in the pool?
Yeah, probably.
That's I think with like Laura too. I remember I came home from the gym once. And I'm like, where is she? And I look out back and she's swimming. She's doing laps. Like, what are you doing? She's like, I want to do laps. I'm like, yeah, but you've never done this before.
Do you have a lap pool?
No, we don't.
How big is your pool?
We got one of those things, like the sweeper on the bottom is connected to the hose that moves around. Uh-huh. She's like swimming like by it and stuff. She's like doing like the breaststroke, end.
That's
like,
cool.
All right, you go. You do your thing over there.
Yeah, I feel like it's time. And so, yeah, that's our plans. How about you?
Let's see. Same thing. Disneyland, get back from Disney, go to the TV show. And then I mentioned our favorite restaurant's a place called Other Mama, and the bartender there, since they opened, his name is Coop, and this is his last weekend. He's an artist. He's leaving the restaurant to pursue his career, and so this weekend will be his last weekend. So we're going to dinner on Friday night. We always sit at the bar. We sit literally next to his station at the bar and talk to him every Friday. So we're going there to enjoy our last Friday with him. And then Sunday is his last night there, and they're throwing a huge party at the restaurant. And so we're going to circle back to the restaurant again on Sunday, since we don't have work on Monday, and go back for his farewell thing this weekend. So two dinner outings this weekend, but Saturday and Sunday, really got nothing going on. Laura's taking the horses with a bunch of friends, and they're going on a trail ride in Mount Charleston on Saturday. So I thought about kind of riding up with them, and then once they get started and head out on the trail, head back. I just think it'd be neat to see them start up there on a trail and head out on the horses. So I might do that on Saturday, but Saturday and Monday should just be relaxing, which is nice.
Yeah, it's hopefully you guys have a nice weekend on tap. It's going to be a warm one, but perfect weather to sit in the pool and maybe have a nice cool cocktail or whatever. And it's a perfect way to kick off that weekend by winning your Disneyland tickets, which is happening this morning, 7 o'clock hour and 9 o'clock hour.
Also this morning, Ice Cube is scheduled to call the show at 8:30. He's got his Monster Energy Celebrity Game, which is set to air on CBS this Sunday. So he'll be joining the show to talk about that right around 8:30. So that's a nice way to start your September. And up next is What's Trending. What do you got for us?
What was the song of the summer this year? The numbers are out. We're going to tell you what came out on top. Also, Dolly Parton is going to the dogs, and Let Them Eat Cake, how you can get your freebie today. That's coming up in What's Trending.
Probably trending already.
We're trending, well.
You do know that it's trending, right?
Mercedes in the Mornings, What's Trending is on Mix 94.1.
Song of the Summer is trending this morning. And as the season comes to an end, we are getting some of the numbers that show what song dominated. And these are courtesy of Spotify. The winner was a song I don't think anyone would have predicted until a certain Netflix show was released. Song of the Summer? The 1985 hit Running Up That Hill by Kate Bush. It was the most streamed song of the summer in the United States. Now, what was the runner-up? It was this song.
In this world, it's just us. You know, it's not the same as you were.
As It Was by Harry Styles was runner-up in the U.S., but it did top Spotify's global list with more than 610 million streams over the last 3 months. Let's go through the rest of the top five. This song was number three. Y Puerto Bonito by Bad Bunny and Chencho Corleone was the number three. Coming in at number four.
Sometimes I look in her eyes, and that's where I find a glimpse of us.
Glimpse of Us by Joji, and number five. Another Bad Bunny. Titi me pregunto. Number five. What do you think? Do you think number one? I mean, these are all, there are numbers to back this up. But for you personally, Song of the Summer?
Yeah, I would definitely go with that Kate Bush song. That's the number four song in the country right now, so it's still on the charts. Harry Styles is number one. But when I hear that song, it takes me back to the start of summer with Stranger Things coming out. And I would definitely give that the title, Song of the Summer.
I feel like, and I know it was in the top 10, but I feel like Lizzo should have been somewhere in that top five. About Damn Time.
Yeah.
That song kind of reminds me of this summer. Also the Harry Styles one. But I'm like, where's Lizzo? Why is she not in the top five? But yeah, it's all based on streaming numbers. So.
Are we playing this one?
Yes, we are.
It's a great sounding song.
I love this song. So, like I said, there's so much great new music. I mean, this isn't even that new. This is out at the beginning of the summer. But yeah, it finally picked up some steam. And so, yeah, Joji's awesome. Also trending this morning is Dolly Parton. So the singer, actress, author, she's adding designer to her list of talents. But it's a doggy designer that she is becoming. She announced the launch of Doggy Parton, which is a line.
Why is this taking so long to start?
I know, it's so cute, right? A line of dog apparel and accessories that are produced in partnership with Sport Pet Designs. The line features shirts, dresses, squeaky toys, even a blonde wig, which is inspired by Dolly Parton, for your pets. A portion of the proceeds are going to go to Wilby Farms, a rescue organization that provides a home for displaced animals. You can actually get the products on doggyparton.com, also on Amazon.
That makes me so happy. Working
I mean, who doesn't want a little rhinestone dress for their little doggy? I think that's a brilliant idea. It took too long to come up with this.
You said they got wigs too, blonde wigs?
Well, yeah, there's a blonde wig you can get for your dog.
Get ready, Zoe. You're going as Dolly Parton for Halloween.
So cute. And then finally this morning, Nothing Bundt Cakes is trending. They are celebrating their 25th birthday by giving away free miniature Bundt cakes today. As part of the celebration, the first 250 fans at each bakery in the country will receive a free confetti buntlet today. Overall, the bakeries are going to give away more than 110,000 confetti buntlets on the day. But Nothing Bundt Cakes, they're also holding an online contest where one lucky fan will win a $25,000 birthday party planned by a celebrity party planning company. An additional 25 runner-ups will each get a $100 Nothing Bundt Cakes gift card. So if you want to enter the contest, it's easy. Just submit a photo of your favorite birthday memory describing what you enjoyed about it and share what winning the party would mean to you. And you can do that on their website. The contest runs through September 25th at nothingbuntcakes.com. And that is what's trending. I am so excited. I am like shaking here because in 2 hours, Ice Cube is going to be calling into the show. Ice Cube, yeah. O'Shea Jackson, that one, yeah. He's calling into
the
show.
Not the other Ice Cube?
No, not the ones you put in your drink.
Oh, okay,
no,
okay.
Like, you know, my BFF, my favorite, like, the guy that I just love, he will be calling into the show in just 2 hours, right around 8:30 this morning. So excited about that.
I think everyone listening is excited for you. I'm excited for you when Steph gave us the news that he's coming on to talk about the big three celebrity championship, or not championship game, game happening on Sunday. I mean, just super excited because he came here before, into the studio. We're on the vacation, but he walked in here, did a video like in your area. He was here before, but you weren't around.
No,
we were off for vacation or something.
I was heartbroken, but it's okay. It's okay. We're going to talk to him. Mm. So make sure you're listening at 8:30 this morning.
Mm. Drinking my tea right there. So Laura, she tweaked her back earlier in the week and she was in some pain. And I came home yesterday from work and she was mid-Zoom with one of her coworkers that... I'm about to start coffee on my tea. I came in mid-Zoom. She was Zooming with a coworker yesterday, and they were talking about, he was going on and on about the benefits of, he's got a standing desk, and he was trying to convince her to get a standing desk. And I know her coworker pretty well, so I jumped in on the Zoom to say hi to him. But he was going off about how he loves a standing desk, and he used to have certain back issues and just would feel lethargic after working from home all day. And then he got a standing desk. And his back issues are gone. He still has energy throughout the day. He used to be a regular desk guy, switched to the standing desk. And he said, I'll never go back to a regular desk again. He's a standing desk guy for life.
What? I mean, just because of the back issues? And it just, I mean, I've seen those. And I realize I do a lot of work standing up mm-hmm. when I'm at home. Like when I work on my stuff for the night, I will sit for a little bit, but then I'll move my laptop to the counter and I'll just stand and do the rest. Just because... I don't know. It makes me feel like I'm not being lazy, but what is it?
It's for him, it was the back pain. And also he said, same thing. I don't feel as lethargic at the end of the day. So maybe just sitting all day behind a desk. And so we started looking at standing desks last night online to try to get Laura one to have a second option. Because she does like sitting down and she has her big desk and everything. But we just want to find a smaller standing desk. Most standing desks are pretty big. If anyone knows like a smaller one, just so she can put her laptop and stand up for a little bit, I think we'll go down that road to try it out. But he was all in. Standing, he's standing up while he's Zooming too. I'm like, hey, I can see you're standing up at your standing desk right now.
Is it great? Is there something like you tried once and you will never go back? It was like life changing for you. You were like, where has this been all my life? I swear by this. It's amazing. What's that item that you just cannot believe it took you so long to discover and now you are a believer? Steph, do you have one of those, don't you?
I do. And before I get to mine, the standing desk with the stand mat, you have to get both. It's like an anti-fatigue mat where you can stand on and it feels so good. James has one at home and it's a life changer.
Oh, like the cushiony mat that cashiers and people that work on their feet all day stand on?
Exactly.
Oh,
yes.
All
you
right.
got to get it with the standing desk. But with mine, I just discovered recently is the packing cubes. The packing cubes that I have come in a set of six. There's a large, extra large, medium, small, a laundry bag, a shoe bag, and it all fit in my little suitcase. Not the big one, but the little one. And it makes my stuff so organized. I love it so much that James, I recommended it to him, and he's packed for Disneyland, and he's obsessed with the thing.
That saves so much room. I don't have those, but I've seen them. I've been thinking about getting them, but it just seems like it keeps everything so compact and organized.
What do you do? I'm looking at them right now. They're just like mini bags. And what do you put your socks and underwear in the mini bag? You fill up the mini bags and just put them in your suitcase?
Yeah, they're even labeled. Like on the bags, they say like this one's for coats. This one's for underclothes. This one is for laundry. It is so cool. It's called the brand is Vekin, V-E-K-E-N. And it says essential luggage organizers.
They're not for your non-essentials. They're only for your essentials. Thank you for clarifying that, Vekin.
And it comes with all these pretty colors. I have the black one. James has the gray one. He's like, should I get black? I'm like, no, because if we get them confused, I'm going to get upset. I'm missing an extra large bag. No, dude, yours is gray.
How are you packing Mercedes we're literally going to Disney for 24 hours, maybe a little longer if you want to stay after the show, but we're spending one night there. How much stuff did you pack for the one-day trip?
Not much, honestly. I was pretty good. I've got like pajamas. I've got a t-shirt and shorts for tomorrow. I'm not packing a sweatshirt or anything because it's going to be really warm. So I did have two pairs of shoes in there. Like the ones I'm wearing and then the ones that I'm taking. But the more I think about it, I'm like, I only need one pair. It's one day. Yeah,
my backup pair. Night and day. Tonight and tomorrow morning.
Fine. They're going to be sneakers either way. So it's not like I'm wearing high heels for one and sneakers for the
Mercedes
other.
Mercedes just strolled to the park in her heels.
Yeah.
Everyone, let's go on this ride. Mom, you're taking 2 hours to walk.
Exactly.
Hot 3 is coming up next. What do you got for us?
When you post something on social media, what is your motivation behind it? Here is what makes people share on social media. We're going to talk about that. Also, Are you originally from the Midwest? It seems a lot of us have our geography confused. What is technically the Midwest? We'll talk about the funny results from this survey. And a woman had to call 911 because she was stuck at the gym. Literally. We'll explain coming up next in the Hot 3.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Let's go. Here we go.
Three, two.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is brought to you by attorney Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Are you a big social media poster? What is your motivation for posting? Well, researchers may be able to explain why people love to share all types of posts. According to this new study, what drives people to read and then share a post with people that they know comes down to the principle of viral or value-based virality. In other words, people share posts and other information they feel is relevant to themselves or their followers. So you're basically trying to share the knowledge or give some sort of information to someone. They said regardless of topic, people are more likely to share posts and messages if they believed it was relevant to themselves or others. And when researchers asked people to explain why a message was relevant to themselves or people they know, they were more likely to share the post right after. The findings could also help social media marketers create messages that people are more likely to share. So it's not just about like posting photos of yourself. It's like when you repost an article or you see a funny TikTok that you know gives good information or whatever, that's kind of what they're talking about.
I enjoy seeing it too. I don't do that. I used to really overthink what I'm going to post. Now I just, if it's something that, you know, it's important to me or I want to share my life, I just send it. Just send it. People will see it and they want to like it. Great. They want to watch it. Cool. But now I just have that mindset of just send it. And it takes a lot of pressure off the whole social media thing. But I do like it when people share little nuggets like that. And I've got one friend, it's one of Laura's coworkers that I follow, and she's nothing but memes. Every once in a while, she'll do a photo, but that's where I see like majority of my memes. I know when I'm watching stories and she's coming up, I'm going to get my dose of memes for the day. And I appreciate her sharing that stuff.
I share, like, I have like a handful of friends that we kind of share TikToks and like funny reels and stuff, like, well, or memes. Like, those are my meme people. And then I have like my article people, and like Matt's one of those. See, my husband, he always finds the most interesting articles and stuff. So anyone he shares those, I love reading whatever he sends. It's full of knowledge. And he sends me this one yesterday, and it's something about Disney. Since we're going to Disneyland, we're going to be broadcasting live there, and it's this Disney article about some blogger who went there and tasted some of the fall foods or something. And then in the article it says the differences between the foods in America and like Disneyland Paris are this, like this person noticed when they went to Disneyland Paris and saw their odd selection of food. And I was like, I wonder what they're talking about. I've been to Disneyland Paris. So I click on the link and it links me to an article about a TikTok I made when I went to Disney. I was the subject of this article. And I go to Matt, I'm like, did you send this to me? Because I was linked. And he's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, look at this. They wrote an article based on my TikTok where I noticed chips were everywhere in Disneyland Paris. It was the weirdest thing.
I saw your story this morning and I'm like, what the heck is this?
I couldn't believe it.
So I clicked on it. I kind of remember that TikTok that you did over the summer, but I saw that story and I love the article, like your pictures on there and everything. I'm like, look, here we go.
I couldn't believe it. He didn't even realize that when he sent me the original article. He goes, wait, is that on there? I go, it was linked.
It was a link from the article.
Yeah. He's like, you're kidding me. I didn't even see that. I'm like, what the heck? It was so weird.
Disneyland Paris guest shocked by one specific food option. And I remember your TikTok over the summer about the chips. But I'm like, okay, what? A, it's Mercedes. And B, what was she so shocked about? So I clicked on the thing and went, like, oh, yeah, I remember talking about that.
The chips.
But I love it. It's like your face and some of your TikTok stuff.
I was like, I had no idea that was written. It was written like a month ago. I never knew about it until Matt sent me a totally different article where my article was linked to. It was so bizarre.
And it reads, Mercedes Martinez at Miss Mertz visited Disneyland Paris from the United States and noticed something peculiar about the food offerings at Disneyland Park, Walt Disney Studios Park, and Disney Village. And then it had your TikTok.
It was just so weird.
It talks about you like, Martinez is walking through Disney Park and points out all the different flavors of Doritos and potato chips at the food carts. I didn't go down this far. Did you see it?
Yeah. It's
everything transcribed.
And then it talks about some of the comments on my TikTok.
Many commenters suggested.
So
and they even mentioned one name. Jacqueline agreed, writing because you can't find them anywhere else in Paris.
It was so funny. I just was like blown away. And the thing is, Matt had no idea that was linked when he sent me the original article. It was so weird.
And Jess Colopy is the one that wrote the article.
Yes. Thank you, Jess Colopy. I don't know how
did you look at your comments?
I've looked at a lot of them. Why?
No, the comments on the actual article.
Oh, no. God. Oh, God.
Oh.
Are they bad?
I knew them.
Are they really? Like this dumb bee.
No. Someone wrote, slow news day?
I didn't write the article.
You didn't.
I just made a TikTok.
And then someone pointed out, you cannot find them in Paris. Commenting on someone's comments saying absolutely false. You can find them somewhere else in Paris.
Oh, yeah.
I saw chips everywhere else.
Yeah, so weird.
That's good for you.
Also this morning, what if you've called yourself a Midwesterner your whole life, but it turns out you are not one? There's a huge debate online right now about what states are actually in the Midwest. So someone did a poll that found that there are exactly 13 of them, which shocked me because I really thought there was only like five or six states that we would consider the Midwest.
Yeah.
Like if I say I'm from the Midwest, I would think you're either from Wisconsin, Missouri.
Is Oklahoma
Illinois,
fall in that?
You think? See, I don't consider Oklahoma
Midwest. You don't drop south?
Like in my mind, that's kind of west.
Kansas is Midwest.
Midwest would be Kansas. Well, let me tell you what five states are considered fully in the Midwest. You got Kansas, you got Nebraska, Iowa, Illinois, and Indiana. So I was completely off on my idea of Midwest. Those ones they say are fully Midwest. The five more made the cut pretty easily than Missouri, which I said. South Dakota. Do you consider South Dakota Midwest?
I don't
either. Minnesota, again, don't consider it Midwest. Wisconsin and Ohio. At least 55% of people think all of those are at least partially in the Midwest. And then the last three were barely above 50%. North Dakota, Oklahoma, and Michigan. Now, 7 more states were options but did not make the cut. Colorado, Arkansas, Kentucky, Wyoming, Montana, West Virginia. And some people, 17% of people said Pennsylvania.
Is the Midwest?
Yeah.
No.
I don't.
What? We're one state away from the ocean.
Exactly. It makes zero sense.
What are those people thinking?
I know.
Maybe
I know.
not even Western Pennsylvania would put on the Midwest.
That's the East.
Yeah. Pennsylvania's East.
So there you go. Figure it out.
And 1% said New Jersey.
Yeah. Who is that person? Finally, this morning, there have been stories about how people abuse 911 in ridiculous situations, but this is a ridiculous situation where calling 911 was very warranted. A woman in Ohio, not Midwest, was at a 24-hour gym earlier this week at 3 a.m. She was using an inversion table to work on her back when something went wrong and it flipped her upside down in a position where she could not get out. She was totally stuck and there was no one else in the room. At least one other person was at the gym, but he was in another area and he couldn't even hear her. So after falling to free herself, she called, or failing to free herself, she called 911 on her smartwatch. The cops showed up, rescued her, and since she'd been filming herself working out, she posted the video of the embarrassing situation on TikTok. The woman said she had a headache. She felt fuzzy after, but was otherwise okay. She also said she'd only do an inversion table if there in the future if there was another person in there to spot her.
There's that moment when you realize, oh no. I'm stuck.
And luckily, she had her Apple Watch on where she could call from it. But can you imagine how embarrassing that is? You're like, help, pump upside down.
Now, here in the 7 o'clock hour, you're going to Disneyland. 7:40, we have your tickets. And then up next, we kick off the 7 a.m. Social Club. We'll be live on Facebook and YouTube. That starts in...
Sometimes things are just straight out of the book of cliches. Have you ever been injured by food? When I heard this yesterday, I could not believe it. So one of Matt's buddies, he's got a little 3-year-old girl, and I guess mom was somewhere, I don't know, but dad was watching her, gave her half of a banana to snack on while he was doing some stuff, and he didn't realize it, but his daughter kind of threw the banana on the floor. She was not interested in it, so she threw it on the floor. So he's walking, do something, and he doesn't slip, but he trips on it because it was like, what the? He trips on it, falls, sprains his ankle.
No.
Because he tripped on a banana. He was in, like, I guess Matt and his buddies were all making fun of him. Like, are you like Super Mario? what the heck? Because, I mean, who actually trips on a banana? But he did. And like, everybody's making fun of him now, sending him Mario Kart memes, like all the cheesy old commercials where someone slips on a banana.
It's the oldest cliche out there, yeah. But it happened to Matt's friend.
I couldn't believe it. Have you ever been injured by food? Like a full-on injury. He had to go to the doctor and say, I tripped on a banana. My ankle hurts. And they're like, well, you sprained your ankle. So now he's got it wrapped. I guess he's not on crutches, but I guess he has to walk around with it wrapped, which I feel bad. I mean, he legitimately hurt himself. But who trips on a banana? Who trips on a banana?
I love the food injuries and also that cliche injury, slipping on a banana peel. Because this was, gosh, maybe 10 years ago. I remember I was in my old house, but we went to a happy hour. My buddy Greg shows up and legit like bruise on his nose. I'm like, dude, what happened? He stepped on a rake. It was in the backyard.
What?
What you think? Like legit, you see in the cartoons where they step on the rake, but legitimate, like flat out cartoon injury. Like, no, you didn't see. Yeah. Someone left it in the backyard, landscape or someone, he didn't see it. Ding, boom, hit him right in the nose. And it's like a solid bruise going down the side of his face.
Anyone else have either a cliche injury just that you only see on cartoons or an injury from food? What happened? 702-364-9400. What's so funny?
I just thought of another one.
What?
It goes back to the rental car place. One of my coworkers, she came out of a grocery store, and I swear, right hand to God, there was a manhole cover or something was open, and she walked out. And
she did not fall
in it. I swear to God, she fell down in the thing. Like, boom, fell down in it.
Are you kidding me?
Swear to, because I remember being like jealous because she was fine, and she was going to sue the grocery store and stop working. I'm like, oh, man, you hit pay dirt.
Anybody ever have an anvil fall on their head? What's another cliche injury?
She fell on the manhole cover.
I where we work at Channel 8, and when we go in through the employee entrance, this is a cliche injury that happened to me. I was going to open the door, but someone opened the door from the inside, and I got hit in the face with the door. I was like, and they were like, oh my gosh, I'm sorry. And there's little people where you can look out to see, but they obviously didn't look out to see. I got knocked in the face by a door. Because the person was going out and I was going in. So that was my cliche injury.
One of the cliches, I remember Laura and I were in Atlantic City and a seagull had went to the bathroom and it landed on her head. I remember that. It's kind of cliche. A bird pooping on your head.
You said landed. I was like,
No, sorry. The poop came out, landed on her head.
Oh my gosh. I could just see like this seagull standing on her head. Hello.
Hello, everybody. This is my head.
As far as food injury, though, I actually got really injured by coffee once where I got, it wasn't Starbucks. It was somewhere at an airport. Ordered a coffee, piping hot. Didn't realize how hot it was. And I just took like the biggest chug of it. And it was so hot, it, like the skin on the roof of my mouth, it burned it off.
Ugh.
Like it was just painful. Keelan says, my sister walked into the glass of our sliding door after it had been super clean.
Classic.
With Windex. That's a good one. This one said, it wasn't food, but I sliced my thumb open changing toilet paper. Needed to get stitches. Oh, wow. I mean, that must have been some sharp toilet paper. One ply only?
Now, coming up this hour, we're going to be broadcasting live from Disneyland tomorrow morning. We're heading out after the show, and we have your tickets to go to Disneyland. 4-pack of tickets coming up this hour at 7:40.
All the rumors are true, yeah.
It's time for the Daily on Mix 94.1.
This is interesting. Remember when an internet campaign convinced the executives at Saturday Night Live to let Betty White host? Well, a similar thing might happen to Carol Burnett. SNL asked fans on Twitter who they'd like to see host, and Carol got an avalanche of support. It actually got her name trending to the point where some people thought she had died. If Carol does the show, she'll be the oldest person who ever hosted. She's 89. Betty White was 88 when she hosted. What do you think of, first off, Carol Burnett hosting SNL?
I think that's a great idea. I think that a lot of like the Gen Zers probably have no idea who she is, and they should. She's kind of more of like our parents' generation. Mm-hmm. But I know who she is, and I remember like she was really, you know, funny. What I saw was limited, but didn't she do a thing where she like yanked on her ear?
Oh, yeah, when she...
Or was it pinch her nose?
Ear. I think she ended every show by tugging on her ear, right?
Yeah, I vaguely remember that. But I know my mom and dad loved her. They thought that she was hilarious.
I remember there was like some sitcom in the 80s, like on around the same time as Golden Girls called like Big Mama's House or Mama's House or something. Was she on... And she dressed up as a grandmother on the show.
No, that's not Carol Burnett.
Is that Carol
I know
Burnett?
Who you're talking about.
Okay.
It's another comedian. But apparently Carol Burnett was on Better Call Saul.
Oh, she was?
Yeah, Matt is watching us on our Saturday
okay,
social, and he just made that comment, and he loves that show. So, yeah, apparently she was just on there. So she's very relevant, obviously.
Yeah. Other names they had put in that tweet, the entire cast of Murders in the Building, Dolly Parton, Taylor Swift, Harrison Ford, and Kiki Palmer. I think all would be great guests.
Yeah, I think that should be your season lineup right there.
Yeah, maybe they're just teasing us. Everybody's already lined up. They're just giving us a little preview. Did you know that Chris Farley was originally picked to be the voice of Shrek?
I did not know that.
Same here. Chris recorded some of the dialogue before he died, and then he was replaced by Mike Myers. So Chris died in December of 97, and then Shrek came out in April of 2001. There's a newly unearthed 15-second clip, and you can see how good Farley would have been in the role. It's test footage, but it's a crudely animated Shrek, but you can tell they had the right guy. Here's the audio of Chris Farley as Shrek.
No! I'm an ogre! Doesn't that bother you at all?
Nope.
Really?
Really.
Suit yourself.
Oh, he sounded good.
Yeah.
I mean, I have a hard time getting the Mike Myers voice out of my head just because that's all I've ever known, but he does sound really good.
97, man. Princess Diana passed away. Chris Farley, Notorious B.I.G., Michael Hutchins from NXS all passed away in 1997.
Wow.
Survivor 43 will premiere with a two-hour episode on Wednesday, September 21st. I know you love Survivor. This is awesome. Does anybody know Sammy Laiety? Might be pronouncing the last name wrong. He's 19 years old. He's a pet cremator, and he lives in Las Vegas.
I saw a video of him yesterday talking about it and how the show's been out longer than he's been alive, and here he is competing on it. So that's really cool.
Do you remember it was a couple years ago a pet cremator came out to our Four Corners food drive?
Yes, I do remember, and he cremated your pet, right?
Yeah, that's why he came up, and he's wanted to like pass the word that you know that Lily was getting choked up thinking about it. He said Lily was in really good hands, and they took good care of her and stuff. So I wonder if that was Sammy, or if you know Sammy.
No, I remember what that guy looked like. It was a different person.
Was a different person?
Yeah, definitely a different person.
Madonna answered 50 questions on YouTube in honor of the 50 remixes on her latest album. We talked about this on Wednesday. We did some of the questions. One viewer went through, and we picked up on this, but one viewer went through to point out how many answers involved sex.
Oh, gosh, how many?
So Madonna revealed her current favorite obsession is sex. She called her greatest guilty pleasure sex.
Oh, gosh.
Her favorite thing to make? Love. When they asked her what her zodiac sign was, guess what she said?
Sex.
Sex. They asked Madonna, what is your life mantra?
Sex.
Have sex. Mm. They asked her secret to success. Sex. And then they said, what's the one thing that keeps you going? Sex.
Well, I mean, I appreciate her honesty, but it just gets old after a while. Like, okay. That's fine.
Maybe one or two of the 50 questions?
Yeah.
I mean, 40 of them. Come on, Madonna.
I know, right?
Disneyland, you're going. We have your tickets coming up this hour at 7:40. It's Mix 94.1. Mercedes in the morning.
I was flying back from San Diego on Sunday, and I was just sitting there. It was me and Brooklyn, and I was on the window seat, and she was in the middle seat. And I'm just sitting there. And I noticed this woman, she got on the plane and she had two young children. And I always look at moms with young kids on flights and think, you know, I am here for you. I get it. I have been there. It's hard, especially because they have so much stuff you have to lug around too with them, like diapers and bottles and toys and snacks and all that stuff. As they get older, it gets a little bit easier to travel with them. So I watch her as she's going and then I see her stop right by our aisle. And goes, get in. And her little boy gets in the seat right behind me. And I remember thinking, you have been chosen to endure what will be the kicking of your seat the entire flight. Now, mind you, he has not touched my seat, nothing at this point. But I know because I've been there. So he sits down and immediately,
oh.
I'm like, oh, man. So I kind of look back, try to make eye contact with her like, hey.
With the mom?
Yeah. She's not paying attention. She's got a little one in her lap. He's older. So then he's like, boom, 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 boom. I'm like, oh my gosh, please. So then I look and I try to look at him.
At the little
kid? I turn
kid?
Around. I'm like, and.
You did the turnaround?
Oh, yeah.
That's aggressive.
It's only a 55-minute flight, but I don't want to have to sit there and get kicked the entire time.
No, I don't want it either. But to me, there's other subtle little tactics you could take before you start with the turnaround. You went in hardcore right away.
Right for the turnaround.
I appreciate it. All right.
It didn't affect him. He didn't make eye contact with me. So he did it again. And this time, I took my fist and I punched the back of my seat. Boom, boom, boom. So he could feel the pressure from mine.
Mm-hmm.
It stopped it temporarily, but not for the rest of the flight. And it's so funny because right when that night we got home, I was scrolling through TikTok and this woman posted a TikTok where she's on a flight and all you could hear were the sounds of a child crying the entire time in the seat behind her. And she said, why isn't there such thing as an adult only flight? I would pay so much money. Would you pay more for an adults only flight if it was an option? Like you pay for early bird check-in, mm-hmm. Sometimes you have to pay on certain airlines for luggage to carry or to check in or carry on, or I don't know whichever it is. Would you pay more for an adults only airline?
It all depends on the price. The kids don't bother me. Maybe I've been blessed where I haven't had this screaming child next to me, and I understand it's going to happen. They're going to scream. But now, as soon as before we even take off, I got my headphones in. I'm listening to watching a movie or doing something, or just have my headphones in to block out all the sound of people. I think hearing someone sneeze or cough is worse than hearing a baby cry on a plane. So it doesn't bother me that much. Now, if it's like an extra $30, maybe I would cough up that $30. Don't have to deal with anything. But the crying baby doesn't bother me. The kick in the seat thing, I feel like there's got to be a way to handle it. To send the message to the parent of like, hey, look what your child is doing, without standing up and saying, hey, look what your child's doing. Matt made a comment too, and I agree on the live stream. Put your seat back. Recline the seat back. Put it back. Bring it up.
Well,
put
I back, just got on. You can't put it back until they reach a certain altitude.
Just do a quick drop back. Quick drop back. Because I never put my seat back. I never recline it. I just think that's, I don't know, there's limited space. But I think if you just drop it back and then pull it up, maybe that'll catch the mom's eye and she'll realize that something's going on.
What do you guys think? Should there be an adults-only like flight? Would you pay for it? And have you ever been in a situation with your kid and you can't get them to stop? Back to the mom, I tried to make eye contact with her, but I didn't want to make another issue because I've been there. I've been asked before when Sophie was little, apparently she was kicking a seat and I didn't realize it. And this lady turned around and she was mean about it. And I said, I'm so sorry, I didn't notice. And she's like, well, you should notice. And da, da, da. And I was like, I'm sorry. So I was so aware of her after that. Like, you know, it just got past me. And I just try to be understanding in situations like that because it's hard. And then when you have a crying baby and you can't get them to stop, I've been there too. It's the worst. You feel awful as it is. And you know everyone around you hates you.
You ever been in that situation where the person behind you is getting up and they literally pull back on your seat to stand up?
Yes.
Like, whoa, okay, go back for a ride and pop back up.
Why are you doing that?
Like,
I understand maybe you need some stability in there, but lean on your own seat. Don't lean on mine.
Yeah, and pull so hard. Come back to Chicago. Dude behind me. Just, I'm like, whoa, man, okay, buddy.
This text just came in. It says, what about family trips? And they don't like babies and the kids are well behaved. I think that, yeah, when you come on with a baby, people automatically think, uh-oh. But there were several babies on that flight that were perfect. Little angels.
Do you think the fact that you made the sweet eye contact with this mom of like, hey, I kind of understand, that's the reason she sat behind you?
She might have.
You're a magnet to her.
I know. She's like, oh, this lady's been there. Look, she's with her daughter. She knows. I shouldn't just kept my eyes down.
Head down.
It's okay, though. It's okay. I try to be understanding about it. But that little boy, man, he was not the whole 55 minutes.
Was it Southwest? Or was they get up and try to get the seat behind him and just start kicking him the entire flight?
It was a packed flight. Oh. There was no movement whatsoever. You know when they tell you, like, if there's a middle seat, take it because there's not going to be anything else available. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, no, we're on one of those flights.
Disneyland, 4-pack of 2-day, 1-park per day tickets to the Disneyland Resort. We have them for you in just about 5 minutes. So those are coming up. And the hot three is up next. What do you got for us?
Serena Williams moves on. Also, why September is really big for birthdays and a crash that left a highway absolutely covered just one day after it was covered before. We'll tell you what happened coming up next in the hot three.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning.
And this is Christy. Hi, Christy.
Hi.
You are caller 20.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I'm so excited.
You got
it. Oh, wow.
4 2-day, 1-park-per-day tickets to the Disneyland Resort for you. Plus, you're qualified.
Oh, my God. Thank you. This is amazing.
Oh, you're welcome. It could get better. You're qualified for that vacation for 4, which includes a 2-night stay at a Disneyland Resort Hotel and 3-day, 1-park-per-day tickets. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. We actually are going next week, too.
Ah, perfect.
You're set.
We're supposed to get there ready. Paid for, but.
That's great.
Now you just have to make another trip. So it's going to be amazing. Congratulations, Christy. If you want to win, we still have another chance for you before we're off the air at 10 o'clock. It's happening right around 9:40 this morning.
Let's go. Here we go.
3, 2, 1. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is brought to you by attorney Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Serena Williams won her second round match last night at the U.S. Open by defeating the number two player in the world, Annette Contaveit. I hope I'm saying that right. Sorry if I'm not. Williams will now face Ayla Tomljanovic of Australia in the third round. So many celebrities in the audience. Spike Lee, Tiger Woods, Dionne Warwick, Zendaya, Jared Leto, Venus Williams, of course, Bella and Gigi Hadid. They were among the celebrities who attended the match. The Action Network says Serena's win brings her total on-court tennis earnings to $94 million.
Whoa!
$948,380. Tickets to her match on Friday are selling for over $7,500 a piece.
Last round for her, so she says. The retirement coming up here.
Oh, I know.
What a career. What a trailblazer, too.
She really is. Also this morning, get your happy birthday face on, because according to birth data compiled from 20 years of American births, mid-September is the most birthday-packed time of the year. That with September 9th being the most popular day to be born in America. September 9th, most popular birthday. That's followed closely by September 19th. It's also been found that children born in September tend to be more successful.
What's the what is the sign, do you know, for September?
September is Virgo at the beginning. Mm-hmm. At the end, what is Steph? What's the sign after Libra?
Yes, okay. Libra.
Yeah, okay.
Our boss is a Libra.
When's his birthday? September
26th?
Yeah, it's coming up here.
And he's a very successful man, so look at that.
Yeah, I feel like everyone knows someone with a September birthday. Don't you think?
Oh, yeah. I've got my dad's in September. Good friend of ours, her name is Julia, is coming up next week. So I got two. Our boss is three.
Yeah. Our boss, my brother, is in September.
September what?
24th.
That's my dad's birthday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, go.
I never knew
go
that.
Figure. Look at that.
That's funny.
So now we'll remember each other's family member's
right.
birthday for the rest of our lives.
And my parents' anniversary is the 25th. And growing up, I thought that was like the norm. I thought like every parent's anniversary was the day after the dad's birthday.
Oh, really?
It's like a weird thing growing up. Because always my dad's birthday, the next, I would never forget my parents' anniversary. I always thought that was just like a thing. And then I remember like getting older, like, wait, not everyone's parents' anniversaries. I thought it was like a national thing. Like, anniversary day is the 25th.
And my birthday should be a national day.
Yes.
All these national days. Finally, this morning, if you are the manager of an Olive Garden, you might be having a rough week, because a tractor trailer wrecked on a Tennessee highway on Tuesday afternoon. And unfortunately, it was packed with jars of Alfredo sauce.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so it required a massive cleanup that continued into yesterday. Workers were even using bulldozers to scoop up all the sauce and broken glass. One woman was taken to the hospital, but it sounds like it isn't serious, which is great, because no one wants spilled Alfredo to be their undoing, right? The day before, though, another big rig crashed in California, and that one was carrying tons of tomatoes. It's hard to imagine anything being messier than Alfredo sauce, but tomatoes are not too far off.
What's next, breadsticks?
Yeah, I
gosh,
know.
Everything on the menu there is going down.
Oh, we got some pasta fagioli spill on the freeway.
On the 215 this morning, slow traffic because of that. Coming up here in the 7 o'clock hour, where are we? We're in the 7 o'clock hour. We have the 8 o'clock hour coming up. How excited are you? Ice Cube will be calling the show. It looks like closer to 840 on Ice Cube, but Ice Cube is joining us next hour. How do you feel about this?
I am so excited. I mean, if you've been listening to this show for a fair amount of time, you know Ice Cube is one of my absolute favorites. I've loved him since I was a little girl, just such a fan. And I've had the opportunity to meet him a couple of times, but the last time he came to the studio and I was on vacation and I was devastated. They posted a video of him coming in looking for me and I just wanted to cry.
He was in here.
It just made me want to cry. So at least he's going to be calling in and I'm excited to talk to him. Yeah, like you said, just right around 8:40 he's supposed to call.
Ice Cube.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Make sure you're listening to Mix this weekend, because starting at 6 o'clock Friday through Monday, Labor Day, we are doing an Imagine Dragons weekend. And every time we play an Imagine Dragons song, you want to text the word dragons to 20357 and you may win free tickets to their show September 10th. So make sure you are listening all weekend long. It starts at 6 p.m. when you hear an Imagine Dragons song. That text to win number 20357 and text the word dragons and you may be going to check out that show. So do you think if you're in a relationship with someone and they want you to either stop doing something that they don't do or start doing something that they do you think that is a deal breaker if you say no? I'm talking about this was a Reddit post and it's been deleted, so I'm wondering if it cost a relationship. But this guy, he wanted to know, he was talking about how his wife of 12 years changed her diet and she became vegan about 2 years ago. And I thought about you when I read this, JC, because I know that you were in a similar situation. She became vegan 2 years ago and he kept his diet the same. He just ate normal diet. So, she said that she would like him to start a vegan diet with her. And he said, no, I don't want to. And she got really upset. And his reasoning was not just being stubborn or, you know, anything like that. He says that he has IBS, and every time he changes to a plant-based diet, he has a lot of pain. And it's just, it's not something he wants to do. She says it's healthier. It's not fair that he's eating these things in front of her and this and that. And he's like, I'm pretty much willing to change anything else, but not my diet. So was he a jerk for saying that?
I don't think he is. I don't think he is at all, especially if it's IBS and there's health issues involved. Yeah, for me, Laura, she can't have dairy, so we eat a lot of vegan stuff because we know that's safe. She's not a vegan, but we do a lot of vegan food, and there's certain things she can't have because of her Crohn's. And she was diagnosed in 2003 with Crohn's, and that's when she gave up dairy, and I started to go on that journey with her just kind of make things easier in the house, so we don't have my milk and her milk. I went down that road with her. I think if it was more of a lifestyle choice for her, if she would have said, hey, I'm going to go vegan, I'm not going to do milk, I'm not going to do this, and this is a lifestyle choice, I probably wouldn't have joined her on that journey. I probably would have said, cool, you do your thing, I'm going to do my thing. But for her, it's like it's a medical thing, and that's why I started that with her in 2003. But if she was just lifestyle, maybe I would have slowly transitioned to that lifestyle and picked up some of his habits. But at first, I would have been like, cool, you do your thing, I'm going to get my Domino's pizza.
Do you think that when you're in, like, have you ever been in a relationship where your partner asked you to change something about yourself? And did you do it? And did you not? Or did you not? And if you did not, was there a big issue because of that?
And do you end things before you even get into that situation? Because I was getting my hair cut yesterday, and the girl that was cutting my hair, she's a vegan, and she was telling me she was at a wedding over the weekend, and her mom was trying to set up with this guy, and she knew about this guy, and they finally met and everything. And he is, within the first 5 minutes of the conversation, he's saying that he loves, one of his favorite things to do is go hunting and watch hunting shows, and she's this vegan, and that's completely opposite of the hunting lifestyle. And immediately just ended the conversation. Like, I'm not going to go down this road because that's not someone I want to, you know, if that's your lifestyle, so be it. But that's not someone I want to even date. Would that be a deal breaker in advance for you?
You know, it's just like having personalities that gel. And I do believe in some cases opposites attract. But in something like that, there's always going to be a tension. So I get where she's coming from. Same thing for on his end. He may be like, oh, she's vegan. Oh, my gosh, I can't do the things I like around
her.
I can't watch the shows I like around her. So maybe that's a good thing. But is there anyone that's with someone that is like their complete and polar opposite? Is something like eating habits to sports teams where you have like rival teams and you're in this relationship. What is that opposite attraction that you have? 702-364-9400. I think that in her case, it's probably a sensitive subject too. She probably made the right call on that.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. And she's like a hardcore vegan and that's her lifestyle. And I respect it too. But yeah, within the first 5 minutes, because I forget how she said they brought up TV shows, but immediately said, no, I just watch hunting shows. Like, oh, you watch hunting shows, huh? Yeah, I love going hunting. Like, ah.
I mean, maybe she could open his eyes to a different side. Like, hey, there's some other shows other than hunting shows that you should watch. Like Severance. It's really good. It has nothing. I mean, actually.
Better Call Saul.
Yeah, something like that. This text just came in. It says, my partner keeps asking me to lose weight, but I tell them that I'm happy in my skin. And when I choose to lose weight, it will be on my terms. And I get that. I do. I do get on my husband about some of his food choices, more because of his health. And his doctor told him not to eat certain things. And then I see him eating it and I'm like, excuse me.
It's health choices.
The doctor said no. And he's like, you're not my mom. And I'm like, I know I'm not, but I want you to live for a long time. So sorry. Sorry, I don't want you to die.
Even more importantly, I'm your wife, and I want you around me for many, many decades to come.
I cannot bring up the subject of food to my husband because he gets genuinely irate with me. He gets so mad if I bring up anything food related, like, oh, are you going to eat that whole thing? So I just stop doing it. I just stop. It's a no-win situation. Yeah. He's not going to take it like, you know, you're right. I know the doctor told me that. Thanks for the reminder. He'll never say that, so I just don't say anything.
But do you say that if he has like a sandwich? You say, oh, are you going to eat that whole thing?
No.
Is it a response? I know, I'm going to eat half of it. Save the rest for later.
I don't say stuff like that. I just say, like, I told you the other night, I saw this empty bag of candy in the trash, and I thought he ate the whole bag. And then I forgot that I actually, there was a little bit left in that bag, and I finished it. And so I was like, oops, whoopsies.
My bad. Ice Cube is joining the show this hour.
Yeah!
It's going to happen right around 8:40. He's here to talk about the Monster Energy Celebrity Game, the big three that's happening on Sunday. So 8:40, Ice Cube is going to be with us. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning, and we are 20 minutes away from Ice Cube joining the show. You this one, Mercedes?
I am so excited. My absolute favorite, Ice Cube, joining us in just a few short minutes. Oh, this is so exciting. And right now, something else that is very exciting. Every Thursday at this time, we do it. It's Incoherent. Can you guess the gibberish? We're live streaming right now. Go to our Facebook page, like us, friend us, Mercedes in the Morning, or go to our YouTube channel, Mercedes in the Morning, and like and subscribe. We, every morning, live stream in some way, shape, or form. So right now, you can check us out playing Incoherent. Here's the deal. Incoherent, the current standings are, I have 8, JC, you have 8 wins, and Steph is leading the pack with 12 wins on Incoherent.
So,
can you guess the gibberish? Now, last week, I believe you won, right, JC?
I did, yeah. It was a big win
last week.
Yeah, thank you.
So, that means you get to go first this week. You decide who you want to be your official card holder, and let's see if you can guess the gibberish today.
Okay, I'll go with my fellow 8 over there to hold my cards.
Oh, me? Okay, yeah. All right. I got to make sure they're all in order because I dropped all my cards all over the floor.
Yeah, you want them facing the right way. You want the gibberish facing me.
6, 7. Okay, I have 7. All right, yeah, we're good.
You feeling good? All right, yeah.
Let me just make sure that, okay. Yeah.
Okay, we'll start the clock off 30 seconds and allowed one pass as well. It starts now. I owned need the pay bees hitter. I owned need the pay bees hitter. To the highest bidder, I owned need the pay D's hitter. I'd pass. Sun nab jat filter. Snap Jet Filter. Snap Jet Filter.
Yes.
Snap Jet Filter. Sean Legend. John Legend.
Sorry.
Sean Legend.
If it was his brother Sean, I would have given it.
It wasn't
to
his
you.
Brother Sean. John Legend.
John Legend.
Okay. What in the heck? I was having some fun with that first one. What in the heck was that thing? Did you know it, Steph?
It's like, I don't need her or something.
Okay, let me see. I threw cards everywhere. Okay. Oh, this one.
I'd owned need the pay bees.
I don't need a babysitter?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
I don't need a babysitter.
That had the longest one ever.
I know. That was a long one. Okay. And then this one, I felt like you were on the verge.
Sun-nabbed Snapchat filter.
Yes.
I said that one.
He got that
That's
one.
That's
all
I got right.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. All right. So you got one. Sorry. I lost track.
Tricked you.
I know. Okay. So one for you, JC.
All right.
Hey, that was hard. Oh, I dread this game. It's so hard. It makes your brain hurt, but we're going to do this. Okay, so Steph, you are holding my cards today. I just have to get more than one in order to pull into the lead here. It sounds easy, but I have some serious doubts here, but we're going to do this. Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Start now.
Fawn-nee-pon. I hate this game.
What the heck?
I hate this game.
I had no idea either. Hearing you say
it. Oh, you didn't?
Basipal? Say it again, Mercedes.
Baseball
was the word.
Oh, come on.
And this one?
Fawny pawn.
Fanny pack?
Fawny pone.
Ah, I hit my.
Funny bone.
Funny bone. That one hurt. The funny bone hurt.
My everything hurts right now.
Oh, wow.
Man, that is the worst. Like I said, I had no expectations going into that one. This is not my game. Steph, let's watch you get 7, okay? Are we ready?
No, 7. No pressure.
No, you're going to do great. All you need is 2.
You just need 2. You're the queen of this game.
Okay.
Come on. This is your game, Steph.
Last week I got 0, but I want to bounce back from
this
that.
This is your comeback. This is the comeback tour.
That's right. You were 0 last week.
I was at 0.
Okay. We all ready?
Yes, we're ready.
Oh, Danu Inc. ain't patriots. Danu Inc.
Pass.
Not even a try. Statue of Liberty.
Yes.
Wow.
Colton Kate Perich. Is it a guy? Colton Kate Perich. Golden Gate Bridge!
Oh,
I got it!
She got it! You did it!
Oh, and technically, Steph, you got this one, too. I feel like you said this first one. Say it again.
The New Inkle at Patriots. The New England Patriots?
Oh, but she got 2. That's
yes,
all that
she
matters.
Did.
She won. Oh, thank God, because I thought we were going to have a tie. Oh, like, what are we going to do
here? I do not like ties.
Oh, ties are the worst.
No, ties are awesome. We have no rules.
I know. We just kind of make them up as we go. But no, Steph, you got it again. Woo. Another win under your belt. Congratulations.
My heart rate is super high. It's probably at 165 right now. That was intense.
That was intense for a measly 2 points.
Right.
Got it right.
2-1-0 over here.
The first time around, you were pretty much saying New England Patriots. It's so funny.
That is great. Oh, another win. Congratulations, Steph. You're now at 13
Woo!
Wins. JC and I stay stuck at 8. Oh, man. My brain hurts just listening to
wakes
people
you up.
Play.
It wakes
for,
you up.
That's for sure.
Well, you got to get your brain awake, Mercedes, because about 14 minutes from right now, Ice Cube will be on the show calling us this morning. So can't wait to hear Ice Cube and Mercedes chit-chatting today. And right now, we're doing Heads Up. We want to call our 20 at 702-364-9400. That's you. You get to play Heads Up, and this is a fun prize.
Yeah, we have your passes to check out the Las Vegas Age of Chivalry Renaissance Festival. Festival at Sunset Park. These are 4 3-day passes for you. So you want to go. We've got your tickets now. Just be caller 20. You get to pick your category. You get to pick your partner. And if you get 6 answers in 60 seconds, you're going to win. Caller 20, you're playing. 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hey, Cynthia, you're caller 20. You ready to play Heads Up?
Absolutely.
Let's do this. We want to get you your Age of Chivalry Renaissance Festival passes. Two categories to choose from this morning. We have Kevin Bacon or Pretty in Pink.
Well, I'm going to have to go with Kevin Bacon.
Man, we've had this category for like 3 weeks and no one picked it. I'm so excited
finally.
That you are finally the one to pick it. And I think it's going to be super easy for you, too. So International Bacon Day is actually coming up on Saturday. So these are all foods you would eat with bacon, okay, or that have bacon in them, all right?
Okay.
Who do you want to pick as your partner this morning?
Mercedes, I love you. I want to pick you.
Okay, let's do it.
All right, Cynthia, 60 seconds on the clock. Get 6 correct. You'll be a big winner, and you start now.
You usually put gravy on these, blank and gravy.
Biscuits and gravy?
No, it's like you smush them. Smush.
Bacon bits. Oh, my God.
Let's pass. You get these at McDonald's. Big Mac is a what?
Bacon burger?
Burger.
Burger.
Sometimes people eat these for breakfast. They put syrup on them. They're Belgian.
Pancakes? Waffles.
Yes.
Waffles.
This is a vegetable, and when you eat it, it makes your pee smell funny. It's like a spear.
Oh, pickles.
No, let's pass. Scrambled. Over easy.
10 seconds.
Eggs.
Yes.
Eggs.
A Caesar one. This is a type of one of these.
Caesar salad?
Yes. Fried what?
Time.
Man, we really got hung up on that first one. Darn it. Cynthia, it was the first one was mashed potatoes.
Oh, yes, I knew that.
Oh, that's okay. And then the vegetable was asparagus. So if you haven't had it before, it makes your pee smell funny if you didn't know that. But Cynthia, thank you for trying. Hang on the line. Let's get you a consolation prize just for trying. That means, man, I've had two losers in 2 days. I think I'm the problem.
No, it's a hard game.
They should pick you tomorrow for sure.
It's a hard game. You know, the pressure when you're on live as well. I just wish everyone could see your face when you thought you said mash, but you didn't.
I'm like, smush,
and you
smush.
You looked at me and pointed like, smushed. Like, you're good. You are good. Well, yeah, so caller 20 at 702-364-9400 gets the tickets then. And then I just want to sit back and enjoy this. It's coming up next in exactly 5 minutes. 5 minutes, Mercedes. Ice Cube is calling the show live.
I'm going to try not to cry. I'm going to try.
You were distracted with Ice Cube coming up.
I know. That's exactly what's been on my mind. Not bacon. Ice Cube.
Ice Cube. He joins us next. It's Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning. Imagine Dragons on Mix 94.1. And check this out. Starting at 6 o'clock tomorrow night through Labor Day, Monday, we're doing an Imagine Dragons weekend. Every time we play an Imagine Dragons song, text the word dragons to 20357. That's 20357 for your chance to win tickets to their show at Allegiant Stadium on September 10th. It's going to be a huge concert. So let's go from Imagine Dragons to Ice Cube.
Today was a good day.
Rapper, actor, founder of the Big Three, and my absolute favorite, Ice Cube. Good morning.
Yeah, what's up? How y'all doing?
So good. Oh, my gosh. Just hearing your voice makes me smile. It's so good to have you back on the show. Seriously, like, your biggest fan ever. How's everything going? How are you this morning?
Oh, it's great. You know, just completed a great season with the Big Three. And, you know, it's cool to be able to talk to you and hang out this morning.
Ice Cube, over the years you've left Mercedes voicemail messages. I'm going to play something because last time you were in Las Vegas, you were in our building, but we were out on vacation or something, and you came in the studio into Mercedes' spot, and you left her this message. This is what you did last time you were in town.
Mercedes, where you at?
she ain't here. All right. Guess I'll catch you next time. Till I came by.
She was devastated that she missed you. Devastated that she missed you when you were in town.
Oh, man, she going to see me again. You know, I'll be back through there. Oh. You know what I mean? Say what's up to Mercedes.
I seriously cried for 3 days. I couldn't believe that happened. But one thing I wanted to ask you about, because you are in Las Vegas a lot, and you used to be here a lot more often with Big Three, but you guys are in Chicago now. Why did you guys make the change?
Well, we were in Vegas, you know, for 2021 season, or most of it, because of COVID. You know, we were doing like a semi-bubble. And since, you know, things kind of opened up, you know, we felt like we could go from city to city a little more. And even next year, we're going to go, like when we first started, we was going from city to city. We wasn't in one city, but once a week. So we're just going back to how the league was built, you know, and formatted. It was built to go around the country, playing a different city each week. You know, we're just going back to pre-pandemic ways. That's all.
Well, we're super excited about the Monster Energy Celebrity Game. It's airing Sunday on CBS. And, you know, it's no secret, Mercedes is a huge fan of yours. And it's not a lie. She really is. She loves your music. She's been a fan of yours. Every movie role, if you're ever on TV, whatever it is, she's all in on you. Is there someone like that for you that you look up to and you admire? And if so, who's that person?
You know, I think when I was younger, I think I was like that with Eddie Murphy. You know, Eddie Murphy was a person that I had to always find on TV, movies, you know, everything he did, records. So I was pretty, you know, obsessed with Eddie Murphy as a youngster. You know, Prince too. You know, Prince was an artist that he would, you know, have great records, rarely seen on TV, rarely did interviews, so I want to catch everything. So, but since I've been in the game, like late 80s, you know, I've been so self-centered, just worried about my damn self. That's my problem.
I love that about you. And you hustle all the time. And look at all the success you've had. As a matter of fact, I just saw the other day, Megan Thee Stallion, she's joining the Marvel Universe. And she says that she doesn't want to just act. She wants to be like you and Queen Latifah and get into directing and producing. Have you ever talked to her about anything like that? Have you met her before?
No, I haven't met Megan. But, you know, I think she's on the right track. Queen Latifah, you know, went from being a rapper to an actor to a producer. And so, you know, I've done the same thing. Will Smith, LL. And so, you know, she should. I think if, you know, when you're very creative, you know, rap music ain't enough. You know, you want to expand and do things, you know, outside of just music. And so, you know, if she's serious, she should really, you know, study what it takes to get busy behind the camera as well as in front of the camera. You know, she could do it all.
Yeah, last year for the Super Bowl, I love that they highlighted hip hop and, you know, Dre and Eminem and Mary J. Blige and Kendrick Lamar all there. Have you ever been approached about doing anything at the Super Bowl before?
Not yet.
Okay, yeah, we're putting it out there. Uh-huh. We're putting it out there.
But I did. I came to Vegas. I mean, I came to Vegas and did the draft. It was fun. Like, the draft, to me, I mean, the Super Bowl is dope. It's two teams. You pretty much, you know, you got those fans. But with the draft, you had fans from every team. And it was cool to come to Vegas and see how big, you know, the NFL draft is getting. And so I was happy to do that. I think Dre, Eminem, Mary J. Blige, Snoop, 50, Kendrick, they did an amazing job, and that performance is legendary.
Well, I think you are legendary. You are my absolute favorite. Ice Cube, thank you so much for coming on the show this morning. We love you so much.
anytime, you know, and when I'm in Vegas, I got a little time, I come through there and say hi.
Yeah!
Why do I love him so much?
I love hearing you two talk. You've met a couple times before. You've met just how many times did you meet Ice Cube? Like a nice, true one-on-one conversation.
Well, I paid for a meet and greet once.
Did you really?
After a concert, yes.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and then he came on Las Vegas Now, and I got to interview him there, and we got to hang out. Quite a bit.
I remember
there.
That. Yeah.
I've actually paid for two meet and greets with him.
Did you really?
Yeah.
What was the first one?
Was it was at the old Hard Rock. And yeah, we went backstage after the show and got to meet
like
him.
Like a line, like, hey.
Yeah, no, I had like 30 seconds to talk to him. I was like, I love you. Like, he's so nice. And he's just the way he's just so nice in person. I really love that guy.
Yeah, no gimmick when he calls in. Just being himself. It's cool stuff. So
yeah.
Ice Cube, if you're just joining us right now, this will be on our podcast. You can download it and listen to the Ice Cube interview. We'll also post it up online as well. Up next is the Hot 3. What do you got for us?
Okay, this morning we're going to talk about your energy levels. This might help up them while you're at work. We'll tell you what it is. Also, how long do different things make us feel happy? There's a lasting effect with certain things, and where you can get the more bang for your buck when it comes to happiness. And a Canadian politician gave this big speech on what he promised to do. And as soon as he gave that speech, the thing that he promised to do actually happened to him. We'll tell you what it was coming up next in the Hot 3.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go. Here we go.
Three, two.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is brought to you by attorney Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Okay, so it's important to have energy when you're at work, right? And a new study has found that 10-minute breaks or micro breaks might boost an employee's vigor, and it decreases their fatigue throughout the day. Moreover, longer breaks actually increase performance levels as well as energy levels. The researchers say their findings show micro breaks are a potentially useful strategy to help well-being in the workplace as heavy workloads, longer shifts, all of that is becoming increasingly common. And the study showed that creative and clerical tasks improve the most after a longer pause. You got more mentally demanding tasks, then you should take longer breaks. But they're saying that those short breaks are really good to like boost up your energy. So depending on what you have to do, you have a really tough task, take a long break before so you can go into it. You just want to keep your energy levels consistent and up throughout the day. Maybe a bunch of smaller ones.
I don't know about for you, but anytime I have to run out to my car and get something during the show, just stepping outside for that 30 seconds to 60 seconds outside, getting that fresh air, complete change of environment, it refreshes me. I feel re-energized when I come back in the building.
Yeah, I can totally see that. I don't go outside, but Steph and I do laps around the building. Sometimes we're playing like longer songs and stuff, and we like walk around, get the blood flowing, get some steps in, and you know, just to kind of take a break and walk away from it. I think walking away from your work for a minute is really what helps me. Just like clear your mind, come back in fresh.
Just, yeah, step away. And sometimes it's commercial breaks, too. It's nice to get a little break in here to kind of reset your mind, too. Okay, what did we just finish? I'm sure also, too, the adrenaline highs and lows. The adrenaline buildup to talking Ice Cube. You just did 6-7 minutes with Ice Cube, and then it's kind of like okay.
I need a nap now.
Yeah.
I'm tired. That took a lot out of me. Also this morning, sometimes one thing can turn your whole day around, or maybe half a day. But a new poll looked at various things that make us feel happy and how long that boost lasts. So if you want to get the longest amount of happiness from one thing, you should pick spending time with your family. The boost you get from spending quality time with your family after the fact is 4 hours and 33 minutes. You stay on that happiness high. Coming in at number two was booking a vacation. Not going on a vacation, but just booking it. You can stay on a happiness high for 4 hours and 31 minutes after that because you're just so excited. The anticipation, mm-hmm. you got it locked in. Some other things include your favorite team winning a big game. You can get 4 hours and 9 minutes out of that. Your significant other just saying, I love you. You can get a flat 4 hours of happiness from that. And playing with your pet. 3 hours and 47 minutes. Some other things that will give you a happiness high for, gosh, I'm looking at all these are over 3 hours. Getting a really good deal on something, finishing a workout, having a totally clean house, eating chocolate, receiving a compliment, and a cold beer on a hot day. You can get over 3 hours of happiness after those things.
On the list, where does this one rank? Oh my gosh. You look so hot.
You don't do it right. You sound like, oh my gosh.
Hey, I sound like a cartoon character.
Yeah, oh, yeah,
do it right.
Oh my gosh, you look hot.
That's a couple hours of happiness.
Call your wife and tell her that.
Oh my gosh.
You don't have to do it like that.
In my mind, I'm doing it like you.
You can just go, wow, you look hot.
You said it had to be, oh my gosh.
Well, you can say wow. You can say whatever. Whoa. Wowza.
Who's that, Joey from?
Whoa. That's a dated phrase. But, you know, if you were around in the 90s.
People get it. Yeah.
Finally, this morning, a man named Rick Schoen is running for mayor in Winnipeg, Canada, and yesterday he announced a cycling infrastructure plan that included plans to reduce bike theft. And just over an hour later, his bike was stolen.
Oh, Rick.
It was after the speech. He ducked into a store and when he went out back, his bike was gone. Later yesterday afternoon, he said, quote, I feel so stupid. I was inside for 2 minutes. He posted a photo of his missing bike, which is orange, has a basket on the front, and isn't really a hot set of wheels, let's be honest. As far as we know, there aren't any leads on the missing bike. Yeah, I think it just further proves what needs to be done in that city, right?
Yeah, there's a problem up there. 9 o'clock hour, 9:40, your tickets to Disneyland. Here's Lizzo, it's Mix 94. What you gonna do now? Charlie Puth, Jungkook. I finally saw the video for that. The song is Left and Right. It was on at LVAC earlier in the week, and it was one of those videos where it caught my eye, and they're watching the entire thing.
Yeah, it's so cute. And today is Jungkook's 25th birthday. He's 25 years old, our baby star candy, and he was doing a Weverse live all morning long, like singing songs. It was night where he is, but singing some of the band songs, singing some of the individual members' songs, and it was super cute. I kept watching it on our birthday. I'm like, oh, he's still on there. It was really adorable.
Last hour, Ice Cube was on the show, and if you know the show, you know Mercedes. She's a huge fan of Ice Cube, so that was fun to chat with him and just see the excitement with you. But you revealed something after the fact that I know you met him before, but I didn't realize you paid twice to see the guy or meet the guy.
Yeah, when you bought tickets, there were like fan meet and greets available. And I've been a fan for years. I love him. I had never met him. And I just really wanted the opportunity to have a picture with him. And so my husband surprised me on the first one. He bought me the meet and greet, and it was so cool. He was so nice. You never know what to expect when you meet celebrities. I've had some really bad run-ins with celebrities where it was just like not what I had expected. And I was kind of nervous for that reason to meet him. And we paid for the meet and greet, and he was just as nice as could be. And it was quick. It's not like we got to sit down and hang out for hours and hours, but it was so worth it in my mind.
I love hearing about those opportunities. And that happens a lot now. Celebrities are making themselves more available through meet and greets and through fan clubs. What celebrity did you pay to meet? 702-364-9400. Who was it? How much did you pay to go backstage and meet the person? Did you get a nice little conversation? Did you take a photo? There was a huge wrestling event here in town in 2019. It was called StarCast. And they brought in all these legends in town. There's a big wrestling event, but they also brought in all these legends. And that was one of the things. You can go to this room and you literally just would pay $20, sometimes $10, $15, but mostly $20 to get an autograph and a photo with a wrestler.
And that's all you get? Just do you get to talk to them?
No, there's no line. You can talk with them. So I went there just to meet a guy by the name of Eric Bischoff, who ran WCW for the longest time. He was also an on-camera talent as well, and he was in WWE for a while. So I went there just to meet him, and he has an Australian cattle dog like I do, and he was just kind of hanging out at his table. So I went up, and you pay in advance. You pay the $20, you get a ticket. So I walked up, and I gave him his ticket, and we took a photo. We ended up like chit-chatting for like 5 minutes because there was no one else in line to meet him. It just started, so it was a fun opportunity.
Is there anyone else that has paid for a meet and greet, and who was it? What was the one where you're like, I must meet this person. I love them that much. 702-364-9400.
Here's the thing, though. So I was leaving this event, StarCast, and there's a wrestler by the name of Brutus the Barber Beefcake, and also Greg the Hammer Valentine. And I'm walking by, and Greg the Hammer Valentine stops me. He lives here in town. And he stops me, and he's like, "You're the guy from TV." I'm like, "Me?" He goes, "Yeah, you, old man. Yeah, you." I'm like, "You looking at me?" Goes, "Yeah, on that show, Channel 8. I'm like, "Las Vegas Now?" He's like, "Yeah, that's
no,
it."
No, NCIS. What do you think, JC? Of course.
Mercedes, I'm stunned that a professional wrestler is stopping me for the show we do on Las Vegas Now. And I'm like, you watch? He lives here in town. And him and his wife watch the show. I'm like, thanks for watching. I mean, this is so cool. It's nice to meet you. And it's nice to meet you, Brutus the Barber Beefcake, because they were next to each other.
That's funny because, like, you get so starstruck that you just don't even comprehend the words that are being said to you.
Oh, I know. And I'm like, I was so confused. But then I said to him, I'm like, "Let's do a photo." And they're like, "Yeah, let's do a photo." And so we took a photo, and then we finished. I'm like, "Well, thanks, guys." And they're kind of staring at me. I'm like, "Oh, man, I'm still going to pay."
Oh, you're not going to give it to me and give me a freebie? Oh,
I still had to pay him the 20. I'm like, "Thanks for the photo." I gave him the $20. So I ended up paying $40 for pictures that day.
Yeah, we don't give anybody any discounts around here.
But you stopped me.
Yeah, you should have been like, "And my charge is also $20. So just hand it right back over. Let's talk to Debbie really quick. Hey, Debbie, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, did you pay for a meet and greet with anyone?
I did. Nate Schmidt.
Oh, my gosh. Was that at downtown Summerlin?
No, it was at a car lot. I forget which one it was, but it was right before he left. And, oh, my gosh, it was so emotional because everybody was, like, so in shock that he was leaving. And he made a little speech, and we were all crying. It was great.
Oh, I miss Schmitty. He was so sweet.
I know.
I paid for a meet and greet with him, too. He reminded me at Downtown Summerlin.
Did you?
This was before we met him and we're friends. And, yeah, we all bought meet and greets, got a picture taken with him. I paid for a lot of meet and greets.
It's worth it to meet some of the people you admire. Yeah. Absolutely.
It's really cool. That's so funny. I sent you guys the picture of my very first meet and greet with me and Ice Cube. And literally, like, 3 minutes max, got my picture, got to tell him how much I loved him, and it was like the best money I had ever spent.
Oh, I love this.
It was so cute.
Because I'm the best buds. Those tickets to Disneyland, we have them for you this hour at 7:40. It's Mix 94.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.